From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 25 people are dead in multiple attacks in Pakistan today. Gunmen targeted three police facilities in and around Lahore, and a suicide car bomber drove his vehicle into a police station in the northwestern town of Kohat. Today's incidents continue a succession of deadly assaults promised by militants as Pakistan prepares to send its troops into the largely lawless region of South Waziristan near the Afghanistan border. The Taliban is strong there. President Obama is scheduled to be in New Orleans today. It is his first visit since taking office, and it is prompting a variety of reactions. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO.
The president is making a half-hour visit to a school in the city's Lower Ninth Ward, where recovery from Hurricane Katrina is slow. He then heads to a 90-minute town hall forum at the University of New Orleans. The White House says it's his first opportunity as president to hear directly from residents. President Obama made five visits to New Orleans after Katrina as a senator and candidate. Critics say he should spend more time reviewing the region's recovery than today's visit allows. Supporters say they're grateful to get the president's attention and hope he'll make many return visits. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The number of homeowners in the U.S. falling into the foreclosure process rose again in the third quarter. That's according to Rick Sharga of Realty Track, which monitors foreclosure activity.
It's very likely that we'll set yet another record in 2010 before the foreclosure activity starts to settle down and becomes less of a major force in the real estate market.
Until recently, the foreclosure crisis has largely affected people with subprime loans, but as the unemployment rate rises, it is touching more people who've made large down payments and have traditional fixed-rate mortgages. The Denver area man at the center of a terrorism investigation out of New York City allegedly contacted a key Al-Qaeda leader. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston with some details.
NPR has confirmed with intelligence officials that Denver shuttle bus driver Najib Ulazazi allegedly found an intermediary to contact one of Osama bin Laden's right-hand men. That man was Mustafa El-Yazid. The link was first reported by the Associated Press. Officials didn't want to characterize the alleged contact between the two men, but the very possibility that Zazi might have actually reached a top al-Qaeda operative is important. It shows how much attention al-Qaeda is willing to pay to a possible recruit with U.S. ties. Zazi is thought to be at the center of an alleged plot to bomb New York City transportation targets. The FBI alleges that Zazi admitted to attending an al-Qaeda camp. He allegedly told them he got explosives training, but he's denied being part of any plot. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Stock prices have been higher in Asia and Europe today. This is NPR News. A federal judge in California has refused to throw out a lawsuit challenging the state's ban on same-sex marriage. And Judge Vaughn Walker also told a lawyer for the group that initially proposed the ban to bring evidence to trial showing that legal same-sex marriages would undermine heterosexual marriages. Yesterday, the attorney Charles Cooper said, "I don't know," when the judge asked him what the harm is to heterosexual marriage and procreation if same-sex couples are allowed to marry. The Boston Globe is no longer for sale. Its owner, the New York Times Company, took the paper off the auction block after receiving bids from prospective buyers. NPR's David Falkenflik reports.
This story is all about the numbers. The Times Company had earlier threatened to close the Globe, which it had bought for more than $1 billion in the early 1990s. The Globe was on course to lose an estimated $85 million this year. But protracted negotiations and several contentious union votes ultimately led to deep concessions. In a statement, Times executives say the Globe's financial performance has, quote, significantly improved. And bidders reportedly came in fairly low. They offered around $35 million plus the assumption of pension liabilities. The Times Company says it's still weighing whether to sell a sister paper in Worcester, Massachusetts. David Falkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The Labor Department is to report on consumer inflation in September today. Economists think consumer prices will have risen a scant 0.2% from August. Inflation was double that amount in August, and there was no inflation in July. Prices in stores remain relatively low. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.